In a sometimes trembling voice, Kite told the crowd that day, "When I am asked what is the biggest break I ever had in golf, I say it is when the IRS transferred my dad from the Dallas office to Austin. Because I arrived in Austin at age 13 to encounter Mr. Penick and Ben Crenshaw. In my wildest dreams, I couldn't have hoped for a finer teacher or stronger competition." The moment the ceremony ended, I went back to Harvey's bedroom with his lawyer, Richard Pappas, and we described the event. Harvey raised up as nearly as he could and grasped my hand with both of his and said, "I'm going to die now. I am ready." Kite came in a short while later. Harvey asked how Davis Love III was doing at the tournament that moment in New Orleans. The late Davis Love Jr., himself a great teacher, had been one of Harvey's favorite pupils on the University of Texas golf team. Now his son needed to win to get an invitation to the Masters the next week. Kite told Harvey that Davis was in a playoff. Harvey smiled and lifted his thin arms up to his face and clapped his palms together three times. Shortly past 5 o'clock, Harvey's son-in-law, Billy Powell, entered the bedroom with the news that Davis Love III had won the tournament in New Orleans and had qualified for the Masters.